a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Thank you for your patience. South Dakota Senate will come to order, and we're blessed to have Pastor Dan Bader of the Fort Pierre Ministerium here praying over us on our day of travel. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is Jennifer Palmer from the great city of Pierre.
Will you pray with me? God of grace, we give you thanks for this beautiful day and for the blessing of being able to experience its beauty in this state that we love and that we claim as our home. We thank you for the freedoms that are ours and for the individuals who have taken up the mantle to be servants, seeking those ways to best preserve and honor the rights that we all get to privilege to experience. We ask for your continued guidance and direction, for your blessing upon the elected officials, for the staff who assist, for the pages and other aides who give of themselves so that the people might best be served. I pray that all of us may seek clarity of purpose as we seek those ways to honor all your people, no matter what their ethnic, social, economic, or political status may be. Grant all of us wisdom to do what is honorable, right, and just. And Lord, I pray this day that you would keep all of these people who are going to be traveling home safe on their journey so that they might be able to go and be engaged with their constituents, to spend time with their family and their friends. We ask these things in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Donnell, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Heineman, Holleen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Chuck Jones, Tom Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Nordstrup, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rabe, Roden, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Mr. President, quorum present.
Approval of the journal, please.
The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 31st day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll pause today and do some introductions. Welcome, especially those who are watching the South Dakota Senate in person, especially those who are watching over a live broadcast, live stream, and South Dakota Public Broadcasting listening. It's a real privilege to have you here today. Up behind me are presenters from the Student Research Poster Session students. On today, as I read your name, if you'd please stand down in the rotunda, they put out their posters, and a number of us, I'm sure, got down there to see their research. These are 13 outstanding undergraduate students from South Dakota colleges and universities, and they are demonstrating firsthand the important linkage between research and higher education. Their research posters, I know we saw earlier today, shared the results of their incredible efforts. These students are indeed the best of the best among South Dakota's undergraduate researchers, representing Black Hills State University, Dakota State University, Northern State University, South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, South Dakota State University, the University of South Dakota, the University of Sioux Falls, Oglala Lakota College, and Cynthia Galeska University. So if you'd each individually stand, and then we'll recognize you at the end. First, Ashley Wingard of Custer, and Catherine McHenry of Wyoming, representing Cheyenne, Wyoming, representing Black Hills State University. Ashley Wiley of Sioux Falls, representing Dakota State University. Larissa Kemp from Aberdeen, representing Northern State University. Andrew Pearson, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, representing South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Alex Olinger from Ames, Iowa, and Taylor Seuss of Columbus, Nebraska, representing South Dakota State University. Eric Mucky of Corsica, and Megan Ingerbetson from Sioux Falls, representing University of South Dakota. Tyson Lager, I hope I've said that right. Freeman, was it not Lager? What is it? Okay, great. Freeman, representing Augustana College. Camille Griffith of Rapid City represented Oglala Lakota College, and Vanessa Little Bear from Mission, and Wendy Whirlwind, Soldier of Rosebud, representing Cinta Galeska University. Congratulations. Great job. It's a privilege having you here today. We also have a few other introductions. We'll start, though, with Senator Tiedemann, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. And each of you should have received a book, Compliments of South Dakota Humanities Society. It's the one book chosen by both North and South Dakota for a common read for the citizens of both states as we commemorate our 125th year of statehood. Kathleen Norris will also be the author of the book, will also be doing a tour across South Dakota. The dates of those are in your book that gives you some description. I know that some of you that had some time this morning had some time to read through the book just to get started. I encourage you to read it so we can have a greater appreciation of how our state became one. Thank you.
Thank you to the Society. Senator Maher.
I just want to follow up with what the good senator from Brookings County was talking about, because that book takes place in my district, yeah, in Lemon, South Dakota. Thank you.
That's tremendous. Thank you very much. We also have, on behalf of Senator Roden, I believe up here to my right, we have Mrs. Deb Moken and the students from Believers Fellowship Academy in Sturgis. Is that right? Well, stand up so we can thank you for being here. And we're very privileged and honored to have physicians that volunteer their day to take care of us. And their partners back home take care of their services to those patients and backfill. And today we have Dr. Jennifer Hager. Dr. Kurd, I think you wanted to do a little introduction of Dr. Hager.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to introduce from District 12, Kendon and Elsie, who are up in the gallery. I think you can see them up there. And they're important because their mother, Dr. Jennifer Hagar, is here today, also from District 12, serving as our physician of the day. It's a great pleasure to have them here. With her is her husband, Daniel, and I think her niece, Emma, and it looks like Papa Hagar is up there as well from the house. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much. I don't want to tell you how to do your business, Doctor, but I saw your youngest climbing around on the floor out there, and that's how infections start. Just thank you. We are also truly privileged to have with us a public servant who served the state well for so many years, former U.S. Senator Larry Pressler and his wife, Harriet. Thank you for being here, sir. Privilege having you here, sir. We'll proceed with a few housekeeping items, and then we're going to recognize our pages who are standing smartly there waiting for a party. So we'll proceed with communications and petitions.
Dear President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 512 of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed James J. Breckenridge, Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Building Authority. This appointment is effective immediately, continuing on until January 15, 2018. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
President Pro Tem has referred this appointment to the Committee on State Affairs. Reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 21, 22, 24, 63, 87, 104, 122, 154, 161, and 182 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Also, the Committee on Legislative Procedure reports that Senate Bills 4, 19, 40, 41, 42, 43, 45, 47, 48, 49, 51, 74, 98, 103, 147, 150, 152, and 171 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:15 a.m. March 6, 2014. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1175 and recommends due pass. Senator Peters, Chair. The Committee on Education has had under consideration House Bill 1071 and recommends due pass. HCR 1032 recommends due concur and place on consent calendar. House Bill 1249 due pass as amended, and House Bill 1075, which was tabled. Senator Sohal, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary has had under consideration House Bills 1127, 1161, and 1169 and recommends due pass, and House Bill 1063, due pass, consent, and House Bill 1122, due pass as amended. Senator Teason, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return herewith Senate Bills 7, 183, 2, 3, and 163, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, I have the honor to return herewith Senate Bills 21, 22, 24, 87, 104, 122, and 161, which have passed the House without change. Respectfully, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Time to light this candle. Motions and resolutions.
Senator Solano moves that Senate page resolution number 4 be adopted.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before us today stand 9 individuals who over the past 2 weeks have served us in the Senate and our committees. These are individuals that are the future of our home communities and of South Dakota. Individuals who will further their educational opportunities and in some time maybe serving as legislative interns, political science majors, nurses, doctors, lawyers, and just maybe someday will be sitting in this chamber as a senator. By serving as a page in this Senate, you're not only an inspiration to your family and your peers, but you're an inspiration to us. You're young, but you're bold. Your willingness to jump into the complex world of the legislature is an indicator of the courage that each of you have, a trait that will carry you far in life. I hope that your time as a page has been rewarding. It certainly has been rewarding to all of us in the Senate. Your service has been tremendous, and your smiles have been uplifting to us each and every day. And I want to say on behalf of my colleagues in the Senate, thank you.
Further remarks? Sir, somebody else? Yep. Senator Lucas, I knew you were there.
Never for a lack of words. It was a pleasure to get to know this group of pages, particularly at the time of the session where we go through the most intense debates and most intense issues, so you get to see firsthand some things that work out real good and some things that work out, but they aren't done maybe as smoothly as what you envisioned when you first came here. I would like to correct Senator Solano on one of his remarks. I know there's at least one of the pages that has aspirations beyond being a senator and maybe even beyond the Lieutenant Governor's position up there, if you can imagine that. So who knows, you know, president was even mentioned. So congratulations, pages, and we really appreciate these last 2 weeks with you.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Solano's motion to honor Natalie, Chase, Katie, Sonny, Noel, Connor, Seth, Karina, Jennifer. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell Donnell.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Ewing. Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Pass.
Chuck Jones. Tom Jones. Tom Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Kretz.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Ewing.
Excused.
Jensen.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
Senator Solano's motion, having received a unanimous approval of the senators, is hereby declared passed. Congratulations.
This is the conference committee, right?
Yes, this is the conference committee.
President's announcing the conference committee on House Bill 1069 will meet in LCR 2 at noon on Monday. House Bill 1069 conference committee will meet in LCR 2 at noon on Monday. Senator Bogalka, personal privilege granted.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Not only do we have a wonderful group of pages this term, but we've had a wonderful group of interns this session, and I'd like to applaud all of them. In particular, Megan, stay standing, please. Kind of a special day. I mean, this group, one of the best, honestly, that since my 8 years in legislature, they're helpful, friendly, willing to serve, and certainly my intern, Megan Plotz, you probably all know her, but she's standing there, has served us very well, and the whip, Holeen Whip Group. Well, it's a special day because her parents are here up in the gallery today to watch us in action, although it may be limited. That's from the southwestern Minnesota farming community of Clements. We have Al and Roseanne Plotz. Please stand.
Okay.
Senator Rabe moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1031 be deferred to Monday, March 10th, the 33rd legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration of executive appointments. Please proceed.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive reappointment of James E. Putnam of Douglas County, Armour, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission.
Are there any remarks? Senator Tiedemann, how appropriate.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I love your tie.
Happy Green Bay Packer Day.
Yes, happy.
A lovely helmet as well.
Oh, beautiful helmet. The color.
Magnificent.
Striking.
Somebody
striking.
Was growling here from, you know, he moved from near Chicago.
The Bears. He's
from some, what?
I
yeah, don't ever say those words on this floor. Yes,
well,
go ahead.
It is an honor and a pleasure to speak on behalf of the reappointment of Jim Putnam from Armour, South Dakota. He was one of my mentors when I came to the House 10 years ago. He shared the process. Always respect the process. There can be good days, there can be bad days, but always respect the process. Keep the ball moving. He served in the Air Force for 8 years. I always loved the way he would question. He would go back and say, now, from the beginning, tell me what transpired here, and give it a chronological effort in giving this discussion. Because he said, I could always catch them sometimes along the line when they forgot their story. And so that was his way of getting to the truth. But I served with him in the House for 6 years, and then served 2 years with him in the Senate, served with him on appropriations. He helped in framing how we go about in handling bills and appropriations. I'm very humbled to be able to speak for him. When it comes around to Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, I can always expect a call from him. And he never forgets my birthday. And I try to remember his because we're real close in birthdays. But just a tremendous individual. He will be fair, contribute to the commission, and I'd urge support for this reappointment. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks, Senator Roden.
Thank you. And forgive me, and I will be extremely brief, but I cannot let the opportunity go by without saying a few words about former Representative Putnam. When I was a freshman member, I had such a profound respect for him and his knowledge, and when I became majority leader, I feared him more than any other caucus member because I knew that he had so much better understanding of the process and could make my life miserable had he chose to. Instead, we became close friends, and I developed even a deeper respect for what he brought to the process, his wisdom, his experience, and I will always be grateful for the things that Jim Putnam taught me. I am privileged to be able to say a few words on his behalf.
Outstanding. Further remarks? Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I too want to voice my support for Putter, as we all know him. Great guy. When I was a freshman legislator here, I served with him on appropriations, and the institutional knowledge that guy had and probably still has. He probably still knows more than most of us that are serving on the committee right now. But what I think I like best about Putter is that he was never partisan. He weighed every issue based on its merits, one issue at a time. And I think that's really important through this process and in this day and age. I still get to see Putter every once in a while. He still takes the time to stop in at the bank I work at in Burke every time he drives through. And it's just impressive to me the thoughtfulness that he has for other people. And so I would encourage your support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Peters. I'm sorry, Senator Van Gerpen.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. I had the unique opportunity for 8 years as I served as a representative to serve with Senator and Representative Putnam from District 19. For 8 years, we campaigned together, put up signs together, and went door to door in our campaigns. He had great command of the budget and of numbers, and was a great resource to me as the new boy on the block. And I appreciated his assistant. He was always anxious to assist in my own campaign, and I find him extremely qualified for this appointment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I'm also very honored and humbled to be able to speak on former representative / Senator Putnam. He is my vice on appropriations. Had spoke earlier. He was the chair of appropriations when we first started in the House 10 years ago. And a few of the things that he would talk to us about, and I think he pounded them in our heads. Not only was he all about the process, and he constantly talked about the process, but a couple other frequent phrases that he used would be think, think, think. Then you speak. Those are some things that I don't think we do enough anymore. I think we are moving so fast up here now that we forget to just stop and think. couple other phrases that always came about. One is, keep your eye on the ball. Sometimes we get to talking about things and you hear phrases around here like we're hopping down bunny trails and things like that. His version in appropriations was, keep your eye on the ball. Keep your focus on the bill. Don't worry about the periphery. Just keep focused. Keep your eye on the ball. And the last phrase that always gets me this time of year, especially when we start talking about revenue numbers, we're going to put our rose-colored glasses on and we're going to think into the future and we're going to hope that our rose-colored glasses are going to teach us what we need to know for the future. They're going to show us what we need to know. So with those three phrases, it's critical, I think, in knowing him, because it shows just how thoughtful he was, on how deliberate he was, and how consistent he was on how he worked in this building. And I think he brings that when he works on the Lottery Commission. And with that, I'd ask for your favorable support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive reappointment of James E. Putnam to the South Dakota Lottery Commission? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Pagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell. Curd.
Aye.
Ewing. Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Chuck Jones.
Aye.
Tom Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rabe.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Can you excuse her?
Okay. Ewing. Excuse me. Mr. President, there are ayes 33, excuse 2.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive reappointment of James E. Putnam to the South Dakota Lottery Commission, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and his appointment is so confirmed. Senator Valley, would you stand, please? Senator Holine, today is Packer Day. And I just never thought that I would ever wear a bow tie, and so I just kind of combined it for you. Yeehaw. I was conflicted, but not for very long. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Rabe moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on State Affairs on SCR 6, page 547 of the Senate Journal, Appropriations, House Bill 1039, page 544, Appropriations, House Bill 1041, page 545, Health and Human Services, House Bill 1162, page 546, State Affairs, House Bill 1142, page 547, State Affairs, House Bill 1177, page 549, Health and Human Services, HCR 1028, page 548, be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We need to revert to reports of standing committees for a late reporting committee report.
The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1167 recommends due path. 1166, thank you. It has had under consideration the nomination of Stanley Porch of Wanbele, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. Recommends advice and consent to the confirmation consent calendar, and has had under consideration House Bill 1257, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Reed Holine, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources reports that it has had under consideration HCR 1029 and HCR 1030 and recommends that said resolutions be concurred with. Also, the Committee on Agriculture reports that it has had under consideration the nomination of Scott Vance of Meade County, Fates, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Brand Board and recommends advice and consent to the reappointment. Also, the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources reports that it has had consideration HCR 1025, which was tabled. Chantel Krebs, Chair.
Please proceed.
Senator Rabe moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Monday, March 10th, the 33rd legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Wish to announce for planning purposes Monday evening at 7 p.m. This would be after the other reception. The American Lodge and Suites in Fort Pier is wishing to honor members who are term limited or choosing not to return, so that'll be 7 p.m. For hors d'oeuvres from five different regions of America. So that's, I'll re-announce that Monday. That just came in. I have quite a few bills to sign again, so we'll take announcements, and so you all can head on the road if you need to. Senator Peters, thank you,
ma'am. Mr. President. Just for the body's information, 8 o'clock on Monday morning, we are going to listen to revenue estimates. So proposed revenue estimates will be Monday morning at 8 a.m.
0800 LCR.
Yep. Senate appropriations will do bill hearings at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
8 and 10. Thank you. Other announcements? Senator Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services will gather to do recommendations, but we'll meet at 11 o'clock on Monday.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Okay, if you need to leave, safe travels, and we'll see you Monday. And the President's required to read bills that have passed both the House and the Senate and their titles in open session, as well as their numbers. At this time, the President signing an act authorizes South Dakota Building Authority to finance the construction of improvements in the state park system for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks and to declare an emergency. That's House Bill 1013. President is signing an act to authorize the Board of Regents to purchase improved property in Spearfish and to make an appropriation, therefore, it's House Bill 1022. The President is signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to dam maintenance and repair funding and to declare an emergency. That's House Bill 1034. The President is signing an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding the sale of petroleum products. House Bill 1106. President signing an act to make a minor school calendar the reference point from which to permit employment that would not interfere with a minor's education. House Bill 1132. President signing an act to repeal or revise certain provisions concerning townships. House Bill 1133. President signing an act to clarify certain municipal powers, House Bill 1134. President signing an act to require the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States be recited at the start of each school day in every public school classroom, that's House Bill 1150. President signing an act to revise documentation requirements for designation as a veteran on driver's license permits and non-driver identification cards.
House Bill 1159. President signing an act to provide for additional safety measures on amusement rides and to provide a penalty for failure to properly insure an amusement ride or device. That's House Bill 1168. President is signing an act to provide that no entity that places children for adoption or performs abortions may be registered as a pregnancy help center. That's House Bill 1180. President signing an act to revise the bank franchise tax apportionment of income provisions, House Bill 1201. President is signing an act to provide for fair and open competition in certain governmental contracts, to prohibit the inclusion of certain terms in governmental contracts and documents, and establish a procedure to grant certain exemptions after notice in a public hearing. It's House Bill 1212. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the collection and setting of 24/7 sobriety program fees and regarding the monitoring of ignition interlock testing. That's Senate Bill 21. President signing an act to authorize the issuance of citations for certain livestock inspection violations, Senate Bill 22. President signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to pseudoephedrine, and phenylpropanolamine sales, and that's Senate Bill 24. President signing an act to protect the privacy of the records of individual students. That's Senate Bill 63. President is signing an act to make appropriations from the Water and Environment Fund, the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund Subfund, and the Drinking Water Revolving Fund Subfund. For various water and environmental purposes, and to declare an emergency. That's Senate Bill 87. That was number 87, the water subfund. That number again. You do. The Voice, brought to you by Chantel Krebs. It's a split mind thing. It's a really bad disease I have. President signing an act to authorize the use of night vision equipment for hunting under certain conditions, Senate Bill 104. President signing an act to establish the Jolene's Law Task Force. Okay.
So great.
So you just look there and. Okay.
Oh, your flash is on. I'm going to take it off.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now, thank you. Now I'm going to look down. We're both going to look down.
The President is signing an act to establish the Jolene's Law Task Force to study the impact of sexual abuse of children in this state and to make recommendations to the legislature on policies to effectively address this issue. That is Senate Bill 154. The President is signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to notice provided by mineral developers, Senate Bill 161. You want to come up, take a picture? I mean, really, we could. I need to do that again. The President is signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to notice provided by mineral developers, but for Senator Maher, this could not have been possible. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to dual education credit, but for Senator Maher, this wouldn't matter at all. Senate Bill 182. I hope that's it. Welcome to the end of today's program.
You signed all of those?
I did. I think that's a Senate bill, so we have to get that in order. Okay.
Senator Solano moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Second.
Aye.